Los Angeles, sun-soaked paradise, home to movie stars, orange groves, and endless summer. Los Angeles, gritty, neon-soaked nightmare, a city where dreams go to die amid oppressive sunshine and concrete. Are either of these your Los Angeles? They are the LA of three classic American novels that were published 75 years ago in 1939, a banner year for Los Angeles. Given that 1939 also saw the grand opening of Union Station and earned itself the moniker Hollywood's greatest year, there's been a flurry of celebrations of 1939's 75th anniversary around the city. Panels, talks, exhibits, readings, book releases, and film screenings. What's emerged through these events are the commonalities shared by these three seminal LA novels: Raymond Chandler's The Big Sleep, Nathaniel West's Day of the Locust, and John Fonte's Ask the Dust, as well as questions about why the LA of these novels still resonates. David Yulin, book critic for the LA Times, believes that these authors describe a city that both celebrates and subverts its own mythology, embodying what he dubs the sunshine noir dialectic. We chatted about the three novels and their role in shaping the mythos of Los Angeles.
I think that those three novels, which I think of really as a kind of trilogy of books by different writers, all of those kind of also sort of catalyze a kind of sensibility or a point of view which came to be associated as one of the dominant points of view of LA, which is a little bit of a kind of contrarian dystopian. What happens when you get to paradise and it turns out not to be paradise? What's the sort of darkness underneath the sunshine surface? And really kind of put into place that tension, which I think is one of the fundamental tensions of the place.
To illustrate what Yulin's talking about, listen to this passage from Raymond Chandler's The Big Sleep.
I drove north across the river on into Pasadena, through Pasadena, and almost at once I was in orange groves. The tumbling rain was solid white spray in the headlights. The windshield wiper could hardly keep the glass clear enough to see through. But not even the drenched darkness could hide the flawless lines of the orange trees, wheeling away like endless spokes into the night.
Looking at darkness beneath the surface, we turn next to Day of the Locust by Nathaniel West.
Where else should they go but California, the land of sunshine and oranges? Once there, they discover that the sunshine isn't enough. They get tired of oranges, even of avocado pears and passion fruit. Nothing happens. They don't know what to do with their time. Their boredom becomes more and more terrible. They realize that they've been tricked and burn with resentment. The sun is a joke. Oranges can't titillate their jaded palates.
And here's a glimpse of John Fonte's Ask the Dust.
After a while, after big doses of the Times and the Examiner, you too will whoop it up for the sunny South. You'll eat hamburgers year after year and live in dusty, vermin-infested apartments and hotels. But every morning you'll see the mighty sun, the eternal blue of the sky, and the streets will be full of sleek women you'll never possess. And the hot, semi-tropical nights will reek of romance you'll never have. But you'll still be in paradise, boys, in the land of sunshine.
I have to assume that they were each staking out their own vision or their own sense of how LA worked, what LA's sensibility was. It's fascinating that those sensibilities overlap so closely. I mean, there are passages from those books that almost, are interchangeable. You could sort of hold them up next to each other, and you'd be hard-pressed to say which book they came from, particularly in terms of sort of the boredom of the people who come here, the kind of relentlessness of the sunshine, the idea of the need or the desire for spectacle.
David Yulin believes that these novels belie a fundamental tension that is still present in the city, despite the sweeping changes Los Angeles has seen over the last 75 years. Yet despite the shared sentiments and sense of atmosphere, these novels distinctly belong to a subsection of the city, a specific time and place. As David Yulin explains, No one book captures the city and its identity as a whole.
None of them are sort of big sweeping novels that attempt to sort of tell the whole story of the city. I actually think that that is an impossibility in L.A. I don't think there is a big sweeping, you know, all-encompassing L.A., or I haven't seen one. I'm not saying that there couldn't be one, but I have not seen one because I think the city is too sprawling and diverse to really accommodate that kind of novel.
So then, L.A. does not have a single defining story, but it does have a definitive mythos, an aura that seems to imbue the city and its people with a dark gleam. The Sunshine Noir dialectic was firmly established in 1939 with those three novels, and it has continued to evolve and resonate throughout L.A. literature, in works by the likes of Charles Bukowski and Joan Didion. L.A.'s ambiance, then, pervades even its cultural output, becoming a part of its mythology. A strong sense of atmosphere, lacking a central story. But who knows? Maybe your Los Angeles will be the story the city is waiting for.
Give me some of you. Los Angeles, come to me the way I came to you. My feet over your streets, you pretty town. I loved you so much, you sad flower in the sand, you pretty town.
The passage from The Big Sleep was read by Rob Nagel. Buck Zachary read The Day of the Locust, and that was Shay Donovan reading Ask the Dust.